Now we're at the Trimo campus at Penryn for the Environment and Sustainability Institute's Knowledge Exchange Strategy Launch. Now the University of Exeter is taking a lead role in this, and the director has just been chosen. He is Professor Kevin Gaston, and he's with me now. Can we just get an idea of where this all came from with the ESI? You showed a picture of Earth rising earlier on. Just tell us why this picture is so important.
So Earth Rising was the first picture of the Earth which was taken from deep space. It was taken in 1968 on Apollo 8, and it really changed the world's perceptions of our dependence upon the Earth.
And so that photograph obviously has had an impact on you and people in the whole environmental campaign around the world. Just tell me about what you hope that photo can inspire at the ESI over, you know, the coming years.
I think it captures, on the one hand, our utter dependency upon the Earth. On the other hand, the interesting thing about the picture is that it actually hides much of the impact that people are having on the Earth. In a sense, we want to bring those two things together, in a sense, in solving many of the environmental changes that we've wrought on the Earth. We want to make that picture, if you like, in one sense, a better representation of what's actually happening on Earth.
We've been hearing a range of speakers talk about what the ESI is going to be and how it's going to work. And one of the speakers is Professor Nick Talbot. He's one of the deputy vice chancellors.
Well, our first appointment, and arguably the most important appointment, is our new director of the Environment and Sustainable Institute. That's Professor Kevin Gaston, who we recently hired from the University of Sheffield. He's a world-leading ecologist and a professor of conservation and biodiversity. He's going to be in charge of the ESI and developing its vision going forward, and also hiring the whole team of researchers and leading academics that are going to be the staff of the new institute.
Just explain about the director's role and what he'll be bringing to the party.
Well, the director is going to formulate a vision for what the ESI will deliver. We hope that the ESI will be a world-leading institute in environment and sustainability research, providing solutions for many of these grand challenges that the world is facing. So challenges in terms of sustainable development. How can we ensure that policies that we undertake today are not going to jeopardise future generations' capacity for well-being, their capacity for economic development?
Now we're hearing about how the research projects carried out by the ESI will feed knowledge not only into business and the community here in Cornwall, but around the world too. Now Sean Fielding is Director of Research and Knowledge Transfer, and he's with me now.
My role is for the University of Exeter as a whole, where I'm responsible for all of the university's partnerships with business. The ESI is a really important part of that, and obviously a new starting part. And we're aiming to work with 450 businesses during the course of this project.
How are you going to work with so many?
The easy access approach is through students. Students that work on projects as part of their degrees, students that work on projects during their vacations, students that are just spending time with businesses, doing placements. So that's really easy for businesses to engage with. And what we're aiming for here is to have this huge body of expertise and knowledge that can be transferred through students. So that's on one side. The other group is projects with our academics staff, aiming to look at big research questions, questions that are important for the businesses, that solving problems that they need but they couldn't get access to before the ESI was here.
The Convergence Partnership is a fund of money from Europe, and Mark Yeoman is from the Convergence Partnership. Just tell me, what's the Convergence Partnership would like to get out of this whole ESI project for Cornwall?
To some, investing in the Environment and Sustainability Institute by an economic regeneration programme like Convergence is a bit of a conundrum. But for us, it's plain common sense. The world is facing a number of very big environmental challenges. Climate change, competition for resources, the consequent impact on biodiversity. And we need access to the best possible information. And we need that information and that knowledge and that expertise and that research to be cascaded to our businesses. Because without that knowledge, two things. One is the businesses won't be able to operate in the new environment. And secondly, they won't be ready to take advantage of those market opportunities that will exist for green technology, for new technologies, for a smarter, greener growth pattern that we're looking for in the future.
So if you want to know more about the ESI, then you can find details on the University of Exeter's website. So go to www.exeter.ac.uk/ ESI.